The yearly point-in-time count of Delawareans experiencing homelessness happens on a single night each January. This year's count captured people living in congregate shelters, transitional housing, or hotels and motels. But because of COVID, it did not capture people living in places like underpasses, encampments, or cars. Still, the count captured a 35% increase in the number of people experiencing homelessness compared to 2020. Rachel Stucker is executive director of Housing Alliance Delaware, which conducts the count. She says they saw many more families with children and people staying in hotels with federally funded vouchers.
There was a huge infusion of funding to make sure people had safe accommodations during the crisis. And because of that, we were able to see how many people didn't have safe accommodations, how many households with children were living in unsafe situations.
This year's count showed Black Delawareans continue to experience homelessness at much higher rates than white Delawareans. Housing Alliance says a household with children headed by a Black adult in Delaware is 8 times more likely to experience homelessness than a family headed by a white adult. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.